Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
My mother was appalled that I had the nerve.
Stealing.
No. It had nothing to do with the stealing. She was appalled that I had the nerve to think that I was going to sleep in my bed that night.
Oh.
So my mom came in with a pot.
Oh, no.
Of freezing cold water.
Oh, no.
With ice cubes in it.
Spiritual bath. She cleansed you.
And dumped that shit right on me and said, get the fuck out of my bed.
Oh, no.
Like, I was like, but, my bed, this is my bed.
No.
It was so cold.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy, and this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Yes, welcome all. We are glad that you could make it and join us here in season 3.
Yay! We're back.
We are back, officially. There's excited energy, there's happy energy in the room, because we are joined by a third person, a camera. I had a better analogy for it. We're on YouTube.
I was like, what you know that I don't know.
It's the third, the person, the people are the third.
Yeah, so you can see us, we're on YouTube now. And
so we introduced it wrong. We gotta do it different.
Mikey.
Hey guys.
Mikey.
Mikey. We got to get one, hey guys. Never doing it again, but you know you got to get the
Drew
hey guys
Drew has started
out.
Saying hey guys now.
She did. I don't know what where she gets watching.
Or, hey guys. Yeah. She says hey guys to us now when she sees us. Anyway. All right, y'all. So last season, our theme was plot twists, where we discussed unexpected pitfalls and joys, marriage struggles and triumphs during the pandemic, parenting, and more. And for this season, the theme is taking our shit back.
Taking our shit back.
Which means we're going to get from behind the camera, show our camera faces, stop playing dead, stop playing the victim, act like and eventually believe that we are worthy and deserving of good things.
Because we are.
We are. Damn it.
Especially your fine man. Gonna interrupt our broadcast just to talk about how fine you are real quick and the others get to appreciate this. Like you look really good.
I like your afro.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going with the theme Jackson, of today is Leon.
Leon from what, Snowfall?
I am Leon from Snowfall today.
Does Leon live?
So far, he alive.
Oh, God. Maybe
based
that's
off of
not...
Leon's character arc and what I know about people who are the Leon in the group, they usually do. It's just going to be hard for him. Well, I got to check. I'm just saying, that boy's afro is gloriously even.
Okay.
It might be a wig. It might not. I don't know. He had braids in season 1. Anyway. I'm Leon today, and you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right, where were we?
In our first segment, y'all, we're going to play a game called Better Topics.
Better Topics.
Second is our Fight or Flight, where today I'm confronting Mikey.
About nothing, because I'm perfect.
About tricking me at the cabins. We went to the cabins for his 30th birthday, which was February 21st.
What a trick you're gonna do.
And he tricked me. And I want to tell the people because I need a witness.
Okay.
Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment where we shout out our supporters and show each other some love and or thank each other for something.
Yeah. We hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy. All right. Better topics. All right, babe, what's the backstory?
All right, so the backstory here is we were contacted by Diana and Robert Endries, who are the creators of the Better Topics card game, which is a card game for couples.
It is. They sent us a game to play, and we loved it.
Yes.
And so we wanted to play it here as our first episode back, because y'all know how we do. We always come back with a game. We try to start that tradition, and we want to keep it going. So, the description, babe.
All right. So, Better Topics is a card game that was designed to help couples improve their communication.
Yes.
Very straightforward. And being as we are big on communication.
As y'all know.
This, like, was kind of a no-brainer for us.
Yes, it was.
However, we don't believe in actually talking about something until we tried it and we've decided if we actually liked it.
And we do.
And we did. It was really, really fun.
Yeah. We want to spread the good word.
Absolutely. So, the game is broken up into categories.
Yes.
Those categories are goals, memories, and curiosities.
Yes.
The game includes modifiers, which allows players to either add more questions, reverse a question, or push your partner to like dig a little deeper with their response. So like, it was good. I think we walked into it the first time we played it, because we had played it before with no expectations.
Right.
We just wanted to try it and
see if it was any good.
Yeah, because we were coming shortly off of an argument previously, it actually ended up being really, really good that we had that conversation. No couple is perfect at communication, especially not us. We just try.
Mm-hmm.
And games like this, I think, definitely help. So I'm excited to play it with you.
Yeah.
So there's also an extension pack.
There is.
Which includes more categories like intimacy.
Which
one questions. So like, which one of us is this? Which one of us is that?
Which one of us fights first, bites dirtier? I don't know. Past stories.
New couples and parenting.
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing the full game with the deck that we have and our extension.
We're going to play with the extension pack.
Yeah, extension pack.
Because we've already played the game with the original pack. And so we wanted to try out the new categories to like, you know, spice it up. Do some things. So y'all are seeing this live and in color or hearing this live and in color. Us playing this for the first time. So
a little secret about our relationship as a couple that some people may not know is Randy can't shuffle.
I am
going to split and shuffle this deck while reads the rules.
Okay.
Look at that.
Maybe it'll pick up on the... Anyway. So, how to play. So, you remove the reward cards from the pile. So, the reward cards is what you get at the end. Whoever the winner is gets to pick a reward card and the person that lost has to do the thing. So, one of the reward cards is like, you pay for takeout of my choosing tomorrow. And so, that's one of the rewards. And so, take those out, put them to the side... And then you shuffle the remaining cards thoroughly. You may have to cut them to shuffle.
Oh, I'm doing mad shuffle.
He's going to shuffle the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once the deck has been shuffled by one player, it is handed to their partner who can choose to either tap or break the pile.
Randy didn't understand what tapping the pile meant.
Yes, I did. I did. You just tap it.
That's you just using the word to describe what's happening.
Randy didn't understand
what tapping it meant. It basically serves as a cut, except you lazy, so you just be like, nah, I'm straight with what you just did.
Okay, so, but I know how to play spades, and that's really that's all that matters, is that I know how to play spades, and I play well. So, if they decide to tap, their partner will deal them 5 cards in one go. So, we're actually going to play with 7. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm going to cough on you. It's dust.
I mean,
we're going to play with 7 cards because we played with 5 cards the first time around, and it ended sooner than we thought. And so we think 7 will give us
a good feel
of the extension pack.
Hmm.
So I'm going to choose to break the pile into 2.
Okay.
Whenever you're done shuffling.
Are you done giving the directions?
No, I'm waiting so I can do one.
Okay. All right. You're the greatest partner ever in spades and in life. Here you go.
Okay. If they break the pile into 2. That's 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their partner has to first take the broken cards from the top and move those to the bottom.
All of those. Put them in. Yes.
But they're supposed to go in the bottom, aren't they?
They go at the top. The ones you picked up go at the bottom.
Is that what I read?
Yes, that's what you just read.
If they break the pile, the partner has to... Okay. But...
Randy.
If they break the...
Move your hand. Move your hand. And now read while stuff is happening. I'm going to show you what you just did. Go ahead.
If they break the pile into 2, their partner has to first take the broken cards from the top and move those to the bottom of the pile.
And now they're at the bottom of the pile. You just cut the cards.
Then they deal
cards. Cut the cards, y'all.
Then they deal cards. cards one by one to both partners until each has 5, but in our case, 7.
All right. I'll deal to you first because I love you more. And because that's what the rules say.
Yes. Keep your count.
Sorry, it's a big stack, so I can't do it as fluidly as I normally do. Girl, it's 7.
Let me play. The partner opposite to the dealer asks the first question and plays the card on the table, so I go first. Between them, face up so their partner can also read the question.
Okay.
The answer provided must be approved by the one asking the question for the game to move on.
Okay, so we are allowed to look at our cards.
Yes. If you do not have a question card you want to play this turn, you must draw another card from the pile. Both partners can use modifier cards, so that's max 2 questions per card, if relevant. For example, reverse the question can be played so the person that asked the question has to answer it themselves, or Y cards can be played by the person asking a question if they want a more detailed answer.
Got you. So essentially a wild card after you play a card, or like a draw 2 on a draw 4.
But it has to make sense.
Got you.
Because the first time we played, it didn't make
sense.
I
still won.
It didn't know it didn't.
It did. I said, why?
Mikey,
why? Why?
Anyway, one round ends when one player is left without any cards. The game ends after as many rounds as you wish. The winner gets to draw three cards from the rewards pile without looking and choose one of those three as their reward for winning this week.
You put the rewards in right here.
The reward cards are going to go here.
I say, for instance, all I have in my hand is modifiers.
You have to pick.
I have to pick up a card from here to make sure that I have a question.
Yes.
All right. And the first one to run out of cards in their hand wins.
Yes.
And I get to pick a reward.
Yes.
And you got to do to me whatever I tell you to do to me.
Yes. Awesome. Or vice versa.
I mean, I'm going to win. I just want to make sure that I'm clear on the rules for my success.
So one thing about the cards before we get started is that they all have quotes at the bottom. Most of them.
Okay.
And
no, all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, all of them have quotes at the bottom, and yeah, and so that'll be fun.
So, like, the whole purpose of it is to just keep the conversation going, which we appreciate. So, we're gonna read the quotes, and we're gonna read the questions, and we're just gonna talk.
Talk it out. Y'all can hear this game. Hear this foolishness. We've never played with this deck, so we'll see. All right, my
winners goes first because you married me. You are the winner, and you get to go. I'm joking. You get to go first because I love you.
No, I get to go first because that is a rule.
I don't remember that being the rule, but okay. No, it's fine. If you say so, I believe you.
Get on my nerves.
Excuse me one second as I sip water out of my mug because my throat is dry.
Mikey! Are you slurping?
Oh, what is this mug you say?
You're an idiot. Oh, I mean,
this shit don't even exist no more. I don't like this mug, yeah? Okay.
You're not about to be one of those people that drink and eat on audio, just now that you're on YouTube.
I will not be that person at all. I had no intention on ever being that person.
Okay. So, my first question is... Oh, the quote is, if women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars, just intense negotiations every 28 days. This is by Robin Williams.
It's not true.
R.I.P. Intimacy. What was one turn off for you during the past few weeks? This is in the category of intimacy.
Okay.
What was one turn off for you during the past few weeks?
One turn off for me during the past few weeks.
Yes.
Well, we talked about this, and this is a safe space, so we can talk about this. Yeah.
What are you talking about? God, I don't recall.
There was a money situation. And, you know, money is a thing that we talk, that is one of the three pillars of a solid relationship. We have joint accounts. We use money for specific things. We communicate very effectively with what money is used for. And you made a comment and it was like, you know, if you use it for something else, that's fine. After I had told you that I used the money for what the money was supposed to be used for. And we're sitting here trying to do math. We're like tired and we're like planning some stuff out. But I was like, oh no, no, math says this actually. So then it's just this amount. And I was just annoyed by it. I was like, oh.
Well, can you understand why I was confused? Because you're counting, you're doing math when it should have been very simple. And you realize this, but from the outside looking in.
I wasn't even thinking about it. Is what I'm saying. I completely forgot that I already made a first initial payment. And I made a second one. I'm looking at a total amount on paper. And I'm like, oh, well, if I take away that from this, then this is what's left. Completely forgetting that hundreds was already taken out from before. So I'm just like, I'm doing math. And I'm trying to make sure that I'm very specific because this has also come up in conversations where I want to be very specific with you and I don't want to like mess up with what I'm saying, but I did. And even messing up, I'm like, oh no, okay, for clarification, it's this. And then he just looked at me like, I feel like he's lying. So let me go ahead and give him an out and say, oh.
I just want you to feel like you had to lie. But
I wasn't, and I don't. And sorry about it.
So why?
She put tell down me a modifier.
About how I put down a modifier. And the quote on it goes, God gave men both a penis and a brain, but unfortunately not enough blood supply to run both at the same time. This is by Robin Williams.
That's by who?
Why? Robin Williams.
Robin Williams got quotes.
R.I.P. So,
that's accurate, by the way.
Why did that turn you off?
We've had conversations about this before, and obviously this type of stuff just comes back up when you've been together for a while, but like, sometimes I think that it's automatic that we are given the benefit of the doubt when it comes to certain stuff. Like, if I'd be like, oh, I just had a slow moment, that's all that was, then that should be all that was. Or, oh, I completely forgot. Yes, that makes sense. And I'm looking in the eyes and I'm saying, oh, I completely forgot. That just makes sense. Like, just, you know, believe me. Believe me when I say it. So it was just like, ugh, like, why? Why? Like, it's small. And maybe because we ain't got nothing else to argue about right now, that just seemed like something kidding. To, no, like to fight about. Because we're actually really good right now. So like, I was like, it just bothered me. It just rubbed me wrong. I'm like, actually, this is something that you're trying to hold on to so that you cannot enjoy your day. And I'm going to let this go. I was like, yeah, it just made me feel away. That's all.
Well, I apologize for making you feel away.
Thank you.
I apologize to you, Mike.
You did already.
Yeah. And I apologize in general.
You do.
Why you look surprised?
I'm always happy when you apologize. I was giving it the energy that you should give somebody when they apologize. Like, oh my God, thank you so much for apologizing. That was really big of you. And I appreciate the gesture because I was not happy when you didn't apologize. You should just show someone that you appreciate their apology. Okay. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Girl.
Next question.
All right. I ain't looking at mine. Okay.
Dude.
All right. Intimacy. Oh, you're not supposed to look. So the quote is, come sleep with me. We won't make love. Love will make us.
What?
That shit was fire. Poetry. That's by Paul Chapman.
Mikey, who said the quote?
It's by Julio Cortazar. Cortazar. My Spanish is rusty.
Okay.
The accent over the A.
The heart is, the intention is pure. Okay.
What so, is the question? Which position would you enjoy having me in tonight?
Having you in?
Having me in.
Well, I've discovered this wonderful world of laying your ass down.
You've discovered the wonderful world of laying me down.
Because I don't know what it is.
Ain't nothing like your girl being 5'3 and you 6'2 and she lay you down. That's just.
You lay down.
Mm-hmm, okay. And then what?
And just take it. What you mean? That's the position I would enjoy having you in tonight. And the thing you did the other night that was so just great. The thing you did.
I got you. I'll do that thing I did.
It was really great.
I have a modifier here. Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet service to see who they really are.
Oh, I'm not a good person.
Oh, you're not. And that would have actually opened my eyes to a lot of things. The modifier says where. Where would you like to do this? Outside of the house.
That's not what it says.
That is what it says. It says on the card,
I would like
where.
To do it. In our bed. In our bed. In the comfort of our home because it's cold.
It's not. It's springtime. Today was the first day of spring.
It was cold.
But it was, the sun was out.
But the sun's not out now, Mike.
But we create heat. You don't want to roll around the leaves?
I don't.
Well, I'd be on the bottom and I'd lay down. So there you go. You don't even got to do nothing.
But my,
our neighbors don't even be outside.
Knees got to be somewhere during the day. In my feet.
Hovering above the ground.
Okay.
I will do whatever it takes. Got you. Okay, so it's the safety happening. Of our bed.
Yes. And the warmth.
Whatever. You don't need to be that warm in there.
Okay.
You got a million fans going.
Mikey, your daughter.
You and my daughter have a million
hot,
fans going.
Mike. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. A which one question. This is from the which one category.
Okay.
Every day is an opportunity for you and your relationship to grow. This is by Better Topics. That's the quote. So the question is, which one of us do you think put more effort into their personal development last week?
I have a modifier, but I won't use it. Which one of us do I think put more effort into their personal development last week specifically?
Yes.
It's kind of a fucked up question. I don't know if this is a better topic. This is just a fucked up question. More, because we each do. That is true. I'd say me.
What?
I'd say me. I did a lot of shit last week.
What?
I would say me.
How?
Well, I can't go into specifics.
Why you can't?
Just in case, like, I did a lot of work-related stuff last week. Stuff I haven't done like in a while. Yeah.
Not professional.
That is personal. No?
It's relative. If you say that it's work is personal, then okay. Though I think they meant personal. I think they meant...
Oh, like internal development?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I think I'm professional development. So as far as, okay, personal development. Oh, yeah, I'd say you. Internal. Last week. Without a doubt.
I was like, give me my flowers.
I'll always give you your flowers. It's just, I was literally thinking about work. Because this week, we got to work.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I watched you work. And you watched me work. And we did a whole bunch of work. And it was just different. But yes, you, of course.
Okay, and...
Ain't no and. I see no modifier placed on top of these cards. So I'm going to go ahead and ask my question.
Fine.
All right, so this one is parenting.
Okay.
We never really grow up. We only learn how to act in public.
Mm.
That is by Brian White. I'm going to look into who these people are. It's really interesting. All right, so what life lesson have you tried teaching our child this week?
Oh, that's a really good one. What life lesson have I tried teaching our child this week? I've tried to teach her that she doesn't have to yell to get my attention. Like, you know, Drew is doing this thing now where she
screams violently.
If she even feels like
we're not paying attention.
Right. Like, we have to make sure we're dancing on cue. I mean, this girl is like Boss Baby. Like, we have to sing these theme songs with her. And you know, we need to be loud.
You know, a choreographer from like Making the Band, the lady that used to say Boom Cat. That one. She reminds me of
She's
that.
Very and I had to like tell her, you don't have to like You don't have to yell at me.
Like, bro, chill. I'm
always watching you.
Yes.
I'm always watching you. And I just don't want her to feel like she has to show out to get attention.
Yes, because that does turn into other things later.
Of like seeking.
Yeah, attention seeking.
I mean, she's only two. So maybe this is just toddlerhood. Mm-hmm. But it is something I'm trying to let her know. Like, you don't have to. And I want her to take up space, right? Sometimes you got to yell. Yeah. Sometimes you got to scream. Like, don't stop that. You know, I don't want your throat chakra all messed up. And at the same time, you don't have to yell all the time. Like, sometimes people are doing stuff. Sometimes, you know, I'm trying to teach her this concept of excuse me when people are talking. But it's just going way over her head. Like, she's just like, that's fine.
That's because her parents ain't really like 100% Guyanese. So, like, we're going to hit her.
I like that for you. She was like, I'm going to, yeah. So, that's something I'm trying to teach her. Like, you don't have to, you can chill out. I'm always watching. Just call my name without...
I don't think it's ever too early to have a conversation, though. Yeah, she could be a toddler and you could still be talking to her like a person because we have full on discussions and conversations with this baby.
Yeah.
But no, that's good.
And I'm trying to teach her another one question, sorry, but it just came to mind. I just did it too. Stop saying sorry for everything. She's also started saying sorry for everything. But she's not saying sorry for things she should be sorry for.
Like, she for fell down and bumped into something and she just said sorry.
Or when I'm doing her hair. And it hurts. And or I pull a nap. She's like, sorry, sorry. And I'm like, no, she doesn't think I'm punishing her. But I'm like, I don't want her to apologize for bodily functions. No, like, for being uncomfortable. I said, no, you mean ouch. Or no, you mean you're itching. You know, like, trying to give her the verbiage and language to use for what she's really trying to say. Because I don't want her walking around apologizing for how her body moves or for how she feels.
Or apologizing for shit she shouldn't be apologizing for anyway.
Right. And I know she's good enough for me.
Okay.
And I'm like, I know I have to work on that for myself. Like, not apologize for every single thing I do. And so, yeah, it's something I really want to get her to do. So I try to correct her every time. If I can figure out what she's actually trying to say, I do try to like pivot her to that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good question.
Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you. All right. My question. Past stories. This is the past stories category. And the quote is, we all have baggage. Find someone who loves you enough to help you unpack. And that is an anonymous quote. So the question is, what was one time when you felt ashamed for something you've done? And also, you can also pick from a card, from a deck, if you don't like the questions in your hand, is what the thing says.
Oh, you can swap them.
I don't know if you can swap them. I think that you
can. Oh, it just counts as an additional question to ask.
Yeah. If you do not have a question card you want to play, you must draw another card from the pile.
Okay.
So you can just keep pulling until you pull one.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah.
And repeat the question one more time. I see it, but just...
What was one time... when you felt ashamed for something you've done. This is a past stories category.
Ashamed?
Ashamed. Nothing ashamed.
Ashamed. I don't know, like, I try not to be one of these people.
So it can't be something you
said. I try not to be one of those people who is ever ashamed. Like, I did that shit. Something I was ashamed for. Well, I can't tell half those stories. I don't know the statute of limitations on
Mikey.
Some of those. No, I'm dead ass. What? All right. I can tell this one. It's safe. So my cousin and I've never told this story before, and I will leave him anonymous because he listens to the podcast. When we were younger, we stole some food from Publix. So we hit up the deli, and then we hit up the chicken area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a sandwich, and we got the wings. We know we did not have money for both. We barely had enough money for the sandwich, but we did have enough. So my plan was, we was going to go, we was going to check out, come back in, put the wings in the bag that we just bought the stuff in, act like we forgot something, and then leave. Now, this plan has worked.
It worked
plenty of times.
Deeply flawed.
What's flawed about it?
Well, Publix has those cashier people. They have people that dress like regular people.
Mm-hmm. They do. This was when Publix started introducing people like that into our Publix in our neighborhood. And so, this was actually his third night. No clue. This was his third. But this third night being there. At this point, I'm actually, everybody in the Publix knows us. It's a neighborhood Publix. It's the same places all the time.
It's right across the street from our middle school?
It's right across the street from my house.
In your house.
That's the point.
In your house.
So we stole it because we were hungry. So it wasn't like we didn't have ramen noodles at the house. We had hot dogs. We had I could have easily just bought bread and went home and been fine.
Sometimes you want what you want.
What you want. And the honey barbecue teriyaki.
It smells good.
And you know how to make that shit.
Dude, I'm hungry. Can you make some wings tonight? Is it too late to eat?
It's 11, my nigga.
So hungry.
I did. And right when my cousin did not listen to this plan. And I don't know if he remembers it this way. My cousin actually left first. I'm like, nigga, we needed the bag for me to put the things in. So now I'm bagging up wings, walking out behind him. And this guy walks up behind me like, hey, son, excuse me.
Oh, no.
Strong arm, nigga. Just, hey, son, why don't you come with me real quick? He can come too.
No.
We go to the room. He's like, y'all have a receipt for this? I'm like, sir, you know we don't.
Oh, no.
So we're going to have to call your parents. They call my mom. My mom says, no. Okay, I'll talk to him. And it was like, do you want someone to come get him or do you want to come get him? He was like, actually, officer, you let him go. I'll see him when he gets home. My house is
across the street.
It's an 8-minute walk. It took me 23. I never walked so slow. Back to that apartment in my life.
All you gotta do is cross a crosswalk. Walk down the sidewalk.
It's 8-minute walk. I dragged it.
What did you do?
Keep the sandwich because that was So I got home. My mom was at work. And so, I was like, she has some time to cool off at work. It'll be fine.
She's a nurse.
Yeah.
I think that would be
I was like, oh, she'll be fine. Everything is good. And I went to sleep. I will leave that story there. And for the rest of that story, I'll tell it on a later episode.
No, but you won't. You're going to finish the story.
The question that I need to answer is, when did I feel ashamed? I was definitely
ashamed. You went to sleep. Are you crazy?
No, because I don't want my mother to be tied up in anything for abuse for the following portion of this story. And mommy, I know you're listening too, so,
Mikey. I think that's a statute of limitations. You are 30.
Okay. This is a good point. I'm going to go out. I don't want to tell.
What did she do?
So basically, my mother got in late and my mother was appalled that I had the nerve.
Stealing.
No. It had nothing to do with the stealing. She was appalled that I had the nerve to think that I was going to sleep in my bed that night.
Oh.
So my mom came in with a pot.
Oh, no.
Of freezing cold water.
Oh, no.
With ice cubes in it.
Spiritual bath. You.
And dumped that shit right on me and said, get the fuck out of my bed.
Oh, like, no.
I was like, my man, this is my bed.
Oh, no.
It was so cold.
Fast forward. fast forward? Wait, what are you talking about?
So she wouldn't let me change out of my clothes.
Oh, no.
Luckily, it was the summertime, so it wasn't like a freezing cold night. We live in Atlanta. At this point, this day and age, so your mattress have like a bed skirt over the box spring. So a bed skirt She wouldn't. So all my covers is wet. But I tried dragging down some of the cover onto me. Again, at this point, thinking that I'm fine after, you know, I get cussed out and water dumped on me. Just to have her come in, I think it was maybe 30 minutes later, and she snatched all the covers away.
Oh, no.
So all the covers are now gone. So I can't even lay down with the cold covers.
Oh, no.
All that's left is like this little bit of bedskirt, and I can like lean under the bed a little bit. So I went to sleep with a little bit of bedskirt on the bottom. Yeah, we had a conversation the next day.
And you are ashamed.
I am ashamed. Because it was completely pointless. We only did it. Like, there's no logic behind it. It was just stupid. It was pointless. For some wings. Some really, really good wings. But we had food at home. We did. And so, yeah. No, I was ashamed of that because...
And you know so many people. You could ask the teacher to borrow something.
I wasn't about to ask somebody for that. No, I'll just take it. At this point, again, this one, the first... 50th time I've been out of the store with something. Like, it just was what it was. So I was like, all right, no more of that. I will buy things from now on. Because that stuff reflects poorly on your parents. Like, it don't get looked at as like, hey, nah, he was a stupid kid and they just took something because they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And like, they had free time and they were stupid. Mm-hmm. It was like, who raised you to do this?
Damn.
Yeah. That's all.
Well, that blessed me.
Thank you for forcing me to share that. Should use one of these damn modifiers.
Okay, your turn.
All right. Let's see. This is an intimacy question.
Okay.
All right, so the quote at the bottom says, "For the two of us, home isn't a place. It is a person. And we are finally home."
Okay.
That is Stephanie Perkins.
Okay.
You're my home.
Thank you, babe.
So the question is, what was one turn on for you during the past few weeks? One thing that turns you on. Now... with intimacy questions, obviously this doesn't have to be a physical thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that turn you on that aren't just like touch and feel or whatever. So anything can be intimacy. So what was one thing?
In the past few weeks
that turned you on? I know there's so many things that I do that do that for you. But if you could just find
I'm just going to say it. You were like, hey, I want to talk to you about sex stuff. And I was like, great, cool. Let's talk about sex. Okay. And we got in bed and we were naked and you were showing me, you were like, basically, like, I want to like, basically, you were like, I want to like, don't hit people. Okay. To reflex, like a fly.
She doesn't hit me.
I don't, unless he asked me to. I do choke and bite. But anyway, you were like...
I fucking love you. Continue.
You were like, basically, we took the time out to tell me some things that you want, things that you like. It was like a sex refresher, a body refresher, because we actually haven't had one in a long time since we started having sex. We've been having sex for a long time. It's been a long time.
Without giving away dates?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
it's like a little decade.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Hmm. And it was really good. It turned me on because it had everything, right? It had auditory. Mm-hmm. It was visual. It was tactile. Mm-hmm. You know? You were like showing me how to do some things to you that I didn't even know things like that these things happened to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of winging it. And you were like, you don't got to wing it. This is what you do. You know? So that was really nice. And then I got to actually tell you some things that's been on my mind that I've kind of like just... I was like, oh, we'll get to it, you know? But it was really sexy. Mm. It really turned me on. Sex was great afterwards. The days afterwards were great. And...
It was a tone setter.
It was a tone setter. And it really turned me on that you even had thought to do this and wanted to do this with me. I mean, obviously, I'm your spouse. You can try these games if you want, but you don't. And so I
hitting and threatening in the same episode.
I do not threaten.
You're like batting at that.
I do not threaten. I always keep my word.
Got you.
And so it was nice, Mike.
Yeah.
You told me what turned you on. You showed me, you know, got to see in real time how these things impact you and affect you.
You did.
And vice versa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just thought it was very thoughtful of you. And it turned me on.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You don't get to say anything else.
No, okay. All right. It is your question.
Parenting. Category is parenting.
Okay.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Look at you.
No, I'm trying.
It's all right, growth.
I miss the days where you could just push someone in the swimming pool without worrying about their cell phone. Anonymous. This is an anonymous quote. So the parenting question is, when would you want me to take over and be with the kids for you to have some alone time?
Whenever you feel compelled to do so.
Mikey.
No, like that ass. I realize that I'm not really good at asking for this because asking for this feels like a big ask, right? Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm asking for permission to be lazy for a minute. It feels like I am not taking your needs into consideration or your energy, or it feels like I'm like stepping or trying to shirk my duties. The word shirk, right?
Mm-hmm. Babe.
Skirt? I'm trying to like put it off on you. So it's just like I'm never comfortable with saying, hey, do this so I don't have to. That's essentially like what I'm like saying. Like, when would you want me to take over and be with the kids so you have alone time? Like, I don't know. Like with me, it's a lot easier. I can just be like, hey, I see she's tired and she's not going to do it for herself. Like, I know you're not going to do it. So I'd be like, hey, just go lay down. I got Drew. You don't need to worry about bathing Drew tonight. I got it. I'll feed her. I already got food in the oven. Mm-hmm. I'll do like everything like that. Don't worry about it. Close the door so you actually get silence so nobody wakes you up.
So
for me, it's so much easier to like just do that than to ask for it. I have no idea how to ask for it.
So from what I'm hearing is it would help you if I initiate it like how you do. Like I'd be like, hey, I can see. But sometimes I can't tell, right?
Because I know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
it's not an excuse, but like sometimes I feel like when you could be needing some time, you'll start playing a video game. Like you will already start doing things that I think give you peace. Like you already
to so what like is a, tap into the yeah
yeah so I'm like, oh, Mikey's taking care of himself, but
that's fair.
If you would
that
like
that is how I started doing it,
yeah,
so
like
that
you,
way I'm like,
so I'm like, oh, okay,
also
so
remember we're, like remember we're all in the same space, like it's not something that would be a moment where it'd be like, hey, would you like some time to just focus on this so you don't have to like answer nothing or respond to us or whatever, but like I've been trying to figure out how I can just squeeze it in to I guess avoid that conversation. Like, nah, as soon as she go in the bathroom, I'm gonna run outside real quick and get some air while she's on the toilet until she starts screaming. Or I'm like, you know, like.
Well, that excuse me. This is helping me to be more mindful of, to be more mindful. So, okay.
Okay.
I hear you. Okay.
Look at us talking.
I know. Your turn.
How many cards you got left?
Two. Why do you have three?
Because I haven't used one of my modifiers.
Oh, I did use a modifier.
You did.
Go ahead.
Also, when you get down to one card, if you don't say Uno first, you got to pick up two
That's
cards.
That's not how this works. It's not Uno. It's not Uno. So can you put down a card, please? Paul Chapman.
My card, my next one. Past stories. So, laugh a lot. It burns a lot of calories. Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
That is a random person. End quote. It's also true. It's how you get abs. What is one great memory of when you visited your grandparents or relatives? New answer. So you got to tell me something that's new.
New answer that I haven't ever told you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you everything. And especially my grandparents. Okay, what is one great memory of when you visited your grandparents or relatives?
I know a lot about the grandparents on one side, but not too much about your grandparents on the other.
One great memory. I think you know about that too.
Started it and I'll tell you.
You know about it. Well, my family, we have a lot of Geminis in our family.
Oh, yes.
So I can't tell you that story.
Next. That's another great story. No pressure.
Mike, I've told you all my favorite
memories. Yeah, but you haven't told that one here. So that's fine. Share.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Too.
Okay. Okay, so my family has a whole family of Geminis. We have lots of Geminis. Lots of Geminis. So much so that we used to have parties just for Geminis because there are so many.
Mm-hmm.
And one year we did a whole like luau themed like birthday party for the Geminis. And it was the most fun I've like ever had in life. And it was at our house, my parents' house, when they were married. And we had a very big backyard. And it was just so thing. Like, we had skewers and we had like a big blow up swimming pool and we had this big water fight. And then we took this picture, all together. And it was a feel good day. I don't remember my dad being drunk. You know, like, I just remember it being like a good, clean, fun.
For a family luau, he might have been.
He might have been, but it wasn't like, You couldn't tell. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, probably some other stuff. I don't know. But it was good, clean fun. And it was just a feel good day. And I had all my family there. My grandmother Pat was there, who passed in 2012. And she was in this skirt and she had her hair back in a ponytail, this long braid.
I have seen the pictures.
Yes. Like, it was just so nice and loving. And my baby cousins were all grown out in college. I'm about to go to college.
Or very, high school.
Very, very tiny.
Yeah.
Very, very, very tiny. Some of them weren't even
tall
here.
As me now.
Yes. It was just really good. It just made me feel good. And it was a fun day. We had volleyball net. Like, they really went all out. And it lasted all day. And I just remember it was like a pure, sunny, happy day.
You have to recreate that.
Yeah. It was wonderful. We had so much fun. It was so much fun. It was a big, pretty cake with all the birthday, all the people, all the Geminis names on them.
And all your grandparents were there?
Just Grandma Pat. Just Grandma Pat.
Oh, okay. That is one of the happier memories you usually share of your grandmother. That's cool.
Yeah. But on my dad's side, you know, we have lots of family reunions.
Yes.
We go down there and we clean the graves and we jump on the trampoline and Grandpa Charlie brings his cotton candy machine and we all get really fat off sugar. And it's wonderful.
It's adorable.
And we leave really late at night. And no, he does not drink and drive. And everybody makes it home safe and sound. All right. My last question is, which one of us do you think was quicker to apologize after an argument or said thank you more? And before I go, the quote on this card is, arguments are only bad if one of both partners act like a child.
The quote is what?
Arguments are only bad if one of both partners act like a child.
That is true.
Okay, which one of us do you think was quicker to apologize after an argument or said thank you more?
I'm going to go ahead and cancel that question. That's my modifier. My quote says, women marry men hoping they will change. Men marry women hoping they will not. So each is inevitably disappointed.
You got a question?
How dare you try to ask that question? Yes, I have a question. Parenting. What kids-related chore or Mikey-related chore you would like to swap? For a week. Also, Uno and Uno out. My quote for that one is, everything in life can be viewed as a game. You can learn from that. I'm sorry. Everything in life can be viewed as a game. My contact slipped.
Mikey.
You can learn that from your children.
What kids related chore would you like to swap for a week?
Any Mikey related chore. That, any single one of them.
That I would like to take
that
on.
That you would like to swap for a week.
Take on.
Yeah.
I can do the trash. And putting
it's
up
done.
Are you sure? Okay. I'll do the trash.
Trash is a process around here.
It is, actually. It is.
I'll tell you my system and
all right, so you won.
I know. Yay, what was your last question?
I had a triple modifier, the one you won on last time. All right, so you get to pick three cards from the rewards pile without looking and choose one of the three as your reward for winning this week. All right.
1, 2, 3.
Choose.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Actually, that song's racist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Itty bitty. That's not Mikey, a choosing
pick
song.
A card. I'm trying.
Don't pressure me. It's that one. My reward says, first of all, there's a quote. Why do black widow spiders kill their males after mating? To stop the snoring before it starts. You laughed a little bit, like a little too hard at that one, actually. You seem to like really enjoy that. The vein in your forehead is popping up.
Mikey, can you read the question? You'll read your reward.
My reward says, we go to the theater to a play of my choosing in the next 2 months.
2 months, this play may be open.
We ain't going to the damn movies.
We can watch a movie that you really want to watch.
Okay. Got it. Repo Men.
Oh. Mikey, are you serious?
I love Repo Men.
I know, but that movie is so sad and gory.
It is really sad.
So this is your...
I will think on it. Yeah, so we're going to keep my reward around just so that I am aware.
All right, y'all. That was the game.
That was the game.
Critiques and final thoughts. One thing before we move on.
So my critique has like some... It's good and bad, but it's not really bad. Is there a lot of cards?
Yeah.
So obviously it's difficult to shuffle, but all you got to do is split it in two halves and then shuffle it. But like... Y'all see how long we just played off of essentially four questions.
Yeah.
And multiple modifiers.
We should have stayed with five.
No, it was good, though. It was good. The conversation always gets deeper than how it started off, which I really appreciate. I don't ever know where I'm gonna go with any of these questions. Also, these aren't like first date questions no more. Like, I was gonna talk about this earlier, but you know, we used to play the questions game all the time. Brandy and I actually used to do this through Yahoo Messenger when we were courting. And we were just friends when we were younger. And Randy would like leave three questions in an email. And I would answer those questions and then leave three questions of my own in the reply. And then we just keep going back and forth like that. And then not talk about it during the day. Mm-hmm. And we had another conversation going at night. So like that was like a thing that we did. And there is a certain point in life where you run out of those questions. But questions like these, I think, like they relate back to like what is going on currently. And I don't even think you only have to be in a relationship for these things. Like, these are also good dating questions, too. But, like, you know, I think I like it. Yeah. I genuinely like it.
Me, too. My critique is only, and I'm calling for the first time we played the game, too. I like the extension pack way more. I like the original deck game, but the extension pack has the wider categories. So,
yeah, the kinky pack. I mean, the intimacy pack.
I definitely think that's a bonus treat. And the cards have to definitely be shuffled well because you just keep pulling modifiers.
Yeah, the first time we didn't shuffle it very, very well.
And so we had a whole bunch of modifiers and no questions. Yeah.
Which is fine. It forced us to keep pulling questions. But, this time we got a good shuffling.
You can keep playing. Like, the answers always change. Mm-hmm. I think it's so smart.
So do the modifiers.
Like, right.
So, yeah. I mean, and if you're looking on YouTube, you can see these are the cards we went through.
This is the deck.
This is what's left.
Yeah.
And that's
not including.
That's not including
the original pack.
Yeah.
So I really love that.
Questions for days, conversations for days. These might just be like a warm up thing.
It's a good icebreaker, yeah. Because we used to play a game before every time we recorded, and so we could just start with three cards, maybe two, and we can like mix it up and
I like it.
I do. So if you
just said the same.
Like this game, Robert and Diana are gifting three couples with a pack, with a deck. All you have to do is follow both our pages on IG, tag a friend, and comment that you heard the episode and want the game. Mm-hmm. We'll pick three people at random and winners will be announced at the end of the week.
Yes, but if you're interested in purchasing the game, that's great also.
Yes.
And we have a discount code.
We do.
That does not expire.
No, it does not. Do not worry about that.
Use our link. That'll be in the description of everything, including this YouTube video.
And show notes and bio and everywhere else.
And everywhere else. And enter our coupon code, which is BMM10.
To get 10% off the game. It's worth it. It's fun.
It is.
And I had fun, Mike.
I did too.
We haven't played this version.
You did.
It was fun.
And you forced me to tell stories I didn't.
They were great stories. Also, let us know what you thought about this episode, especially because it is our first one back.
Yes.
Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098 or hit us up on social media with your thoughts on this episode like y'all always do.
We appreciate you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight. I'm gonna end this well, babe.
Alright, so this Fight or Flight is on Randy.
It is. So, your birthday was February 21st.
Yes, it was. One of the greatest days ever in history.
Great day. You turned 30.
I did.
We got a getaway cabin, which you insisted on.
It's not an ad.
It's not. It was great. And the ads on Instagram worked on us.
They did. Yeah.
And so we finally signed up for them. We signed up for the getaway. And it was wonderful. We went the Friday before your birthday. Mm-hmm. And it was great.
It was a beautiful weekend.
It was all great. It was great. Beautiful outside. it was so great. Like, it was great.
We had hot chocolate. That, we grilled. We barbecued. We had breakfast every morning.
I smoked my first cigar.
You did smoke your first cigar with
some
your boy.
Hennessy. I'll be sleeping on Hennessy, but whatever.
There will be Henny a clip me. Right here.
Something. Hit the bell. No, I, anyway, it was great. However, my beef with you is, before the trip, you were like, hey, my friend and her husband.
Shout out to my friend. I'm going to put her link right here. I'm fine.
And my
husband
and her husband use this CBD shea butter stuff.
Yeah, it's like a little butter.
That's supposed to help you fall asleep and help with inflammation.
I did not say that at all.
Yes, you
I
did.
I said that there are different types that help with different things. I'm going to let you finish. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. No, I'm sorry.
It was shea butter.
No, I'm sorry.
You said at first, my first answer was like, no. You were like, why? And I was like, okay, I'm trying to be more fun.
It was a
trying
CBD to say butter. Yes.
It was a CBD butter. I've never tried it in my life. Y'all know I'll be trying to be cool, but I'm just a drinker. Okay. And so I was like, okay, fine. We get to the getaway. Mm-hmm. I put a little on my hands to see if it's even remotely moisturizing.
Mm-hmm. And it was.
It was. Drinking a little wine. I feel something, but I'm like,
It's the wine.
We finished doing our little pain and sip thing. Get in bed. Before we like get started with the festivities, you rub a little shea butter on my. You ask me where I'm hurting. He's like, "Where are you hurting? Where do you need this?"
This part is true.
And I'm like, "Oh, my neck, my shoulder. You know, can you get there?" And you do. And then I ask him the same thing.
This next part is not true.
And I do the same thing to him.
Okay, that's true. This next part is not true.
Then shit got really weird and real. We're kissing. And then we begin to have sex, and like the sex never stops. Like I've never, not even in my youth, okay? When I was young and vibrant and had Meg's knees,
Not Meg's knees.
I don't even know, like, was I high? Like, I don't even know. You told me this stuff was topical.
It doesn't
do anything. I'll fall asleep.
So, no, context here. So, my friend, I will call her Kay for right now. I had been talking to her about these things because, again, my knowledge on these things is lacking. All I know about weed is you smoke it.
And I can't. Y'all heard the story. I'm just not cool enough.
She was giving me the education on CBD.
Which apparently is different.
Like, yeah, just in everything. THC content. Like, all this. Like, so, we're having these conversations and... In that conversation, she let me know, like, you know, she knows people who makes butters, and one that she tries does this. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I need one for this. Like, it'll heighten stuff.
Was that one?
I don't know, is what I'm saying. Nah. The conversation that we had, I was like, oh, well, you know, hook me up with something just something nice. That's all I remember saying.
Like,
I think if I refer back to the messages, that's what I asked for. Because I didn't want because there wasn't enough time to get the one that she makes and her to ship it. So she was like, you know, I'm going to send you something that you'll like. I was like, okay. It was a little can.
Very little.
It was a little can. It was a tiny can. I'm like, all right. So Randy, if you're watching, you get to see what's happening. So Randy says, I was like, hey, babe, where is it hurting? And Randy points to right here on the back of her neck.
And I didn't see this too. Okay, we turned the lights on.
So I start off with a little dab. No, I start with a little dab and I rubbed it right there. But I realized that it wasn't covering enough of the surface area. So I dug a little
into the...
But it was so much that I had to also spray it on her lower
and
back.
And I was so hungry afterwards because...
I don't know if any of these things are correlated.
The munchies? Like, Randy,
that's not how... I don't think that's how it works. I'm not trying to discount your experience.
Mikey,
that's how it works.
My experience.
Yes. So you were hungry
afterwards. We were both there.
Nah. I'm pretty sure I got high off the fumes off your back. Randy, what is your fight?
You set me up. Like, I don't even...
I didn't set you up.
It just feels like a blur. Like, I mean, I was into it and it was great. But I was like, I couldn't stop. And I was going to sleep. I did not sleep. I mean, I slept later.
She did sleep eventually. But
I feel like a setup because I finally said, okay, I'll try it. This is supposed to help with inflammation. I Googled it.
You did. You looked it up too.
I Googled it.
All right. You saw the same thing I did.
You dug.
So later we read on the can. I think the can said like 158 megagrams. I was like, that's a lot of megagrams. I call them megagrams. One of the kids that I used to work with said, so like, all right, there was 158 megagrams. And if I scooped out 60 megagrams, then that would make sense as to why we felt that way.
I mean, it was great.
It was great. I loved it. And I'm actually like going to be a spokesperson for CBD things moving forward.
It was great.
It actually did like help with the pain in my back and stuff.
Yeah. So. I mean, I was completely, I wasn't sore.
Nah. So we slept great that night. The sun rose over the starlit cabin.
Yeah, that's right.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
But that's my fight.
So your fight was you feel like I set you up. I will accept that fight and I will apologize to you. You're right and I'm wrong. And I look forward to being wrong like that more in the future.
Obviously, I consented that it was great. We use it the next night, but we use it very minimally.
You just glossed over that?
We use a very small. I watched him, how much you used.
You still playing got around something with you. In the can. I'm about to bring that out tonight.
PDA. PDA.
Okay, yeah, so before we show some PDA to each other,
yes,
we wanted to show some love and give a shout out to our village over on Patreon.
Yes, so thank y'all everyone on Patreon. Y'all made this possible. We got to get equipment and lights.
You can't see what I'm pointing at.
Cords and things because of your support in the show and how you want us to flourish and experiment and try new things. So thank you so much.
And because of our village, we're on YouTube.
Yes, and a special shout out to our newest patrons at the time of this recording is Sindel and Aaron, Lee Priest, Ebony Janae, Sam, who upped her pledge, and Renee, who became an annual subscriber to our Patreon. She paid for the whole year, y'all. That is love
that
and
is
trust.
Love. That's
Thank
support.
You so much.
We
Renee.
Really appreciate
All
you.
All y'all are supporting us. We know everybody's doing the best they can, and we appreciate it. We do not take investment lightly.
We don't. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you. PDA, your first.
All right, me first. Where do I start?
Somewhere.
With you. It's our first episode back.
It is.
Officially. Uh-huh. Though we have already recorded episodes for this. And
just.
I love you. I really love you. I do. It feels good to be potting with you again.
It does.
It does. It feels good to sit next to you and talk and have these conversations. I think that this game, pushing us to ask questions that maybe we weren't thinking about asking before, especially the first time we played. And again, right now, it's just made me realize that, yeah, we have a lot more talking to do. Mm-hmm. We recognized on our break that we still have stuff to figure out, that there's a lot of growth work that needs to be done internally, externally, individually, together. Like, this road that we're on is a long one, and I'm excited about it. There's no end in sight, like, at all. And that's, like, Perfectly. So good, right? Like, no.
Knock on wood.
I love you. And
I love you too.
Doing this with you is just, is great.
It is.
I love potting with you. That's all.
Thanks, babe. My PDA is, Mikey, you're a lot of fun. And you're constantly reminding me, as always, to live a little, to rest. I really appreciate how you've been my accountability partner these past few weeks.
You need that.
Like, chill out. Take some time. Give me your phone so you can go to sleep. Because, you know, I'll just set an alarm and wake up and I'll be ready to wake up.
And then be unhappy when you wake up.
Right. I really appreciate you just holding me accountable and making sure I'm taking care of myself. And I need a partner like that. And it doesn't seem like it's wearing you down. And I hope you feel like it's being reciprocated on my end. But excuse me, I really appreciate you for helping me take care of myself, really being invested and also me taking care of myself and not making me feel like crap about it. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you too. That was an ugly kiss.
It was ugly.
We don't kiss like that.
But your lips, okay? We kiss. Wait, we can't kiss how we kiss for real. Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is co-hosted,
co-produced,
co-created,
co-everything
by Mikey and Randy Chapman.
So if you like what you hear and see,
support the show and our work on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
That's right. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is on Domino Sounds Network.
Woo woo! New episodes once a week.
That's all y'all get.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles.
Details in our show notes.
We are available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all other major streaming services. Rate us
5 stars.
And subscribe if you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, click the link in the bottom. Do the bell for the notifications and all the other stuff that people say on YouTube videos. We'll get better at this as we go along.
Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, and follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_TheChapmans.
As always, y'all,
be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.